Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. In today's show, we're going to talk about two companies that hire work campers, one of which also offers a plan to help any RVers if they get sick or injured on the road and need to get home or to a hospital. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy is 1 week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Basecamp Hospitality is a National Forest Service contractor that manages 116 campgrounds within 2 million acres of forest land in Utah. We'll talk with Steve Murphy and Nick Smith, who describe the company's work camping program that gives work campers not only a free campsite with full hookups, but also pays them to work for the firm. Steve and Nick represent just one opportunity in Utah, but the company also staffs 20 locations throughout the western United States. Steve and Nick describe the typical duties that include keeping restrooms tidy and checking guests in and out of their campsites. The primary goal is to help people have a good time while using the Forest Service lands, but the work campers are not rangers and that they enforce rules. Rather, they are educators who help keep the people informed about those rules. Campgrounds range in size from tiny facilities that require just 20 hours of work per week to staff to larger campgrounds with hundreds of sites that need work campers to work 40 hours per week. Steve and Nick discuss some of the ways the company takes care of work campers by building camaraderie and supporting each other during the week. They also explain the company's policy for scheduling shifts to ensure that singles and couples have time off to enjoy the areas they are visiting. They'll also talk about the time commitment required for work camper positions. To tell us more, please welcome Steve Murphy and Nick Smith with Basecamp Hospitality. Thanks, Steve and Nick, for coming on the show to talk to us about Basecamp. Tell us about what it is and where is it?
Basecamp Hospitality is a concessionaire business that stretches through California, Oregon, Utah, a little bit into Wyoming and Arizona. Part that we work for is Utah Recreation Company. We are the concessionaire for the Forest Service contract in the Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest. We operate 116 campgrounds over a 2 million acre national forest.
Okay, and it's all in Utah?
All in Utah, with exception of a couple of campgrounds scattered up into the southwestern part of Wyoming.
Okay, and this is the northeast part of Utah.
Correct.
Okay. And what makes you guys unique?
One thing that makes us unique, I believe, is...
It's our... Basically, I think our pay structure or the way that we take care of our hosts. Mm-hmm. Usually, most places will provide full hookups, and we do that for our hosts as well. And then they have them go to work for a little while so that they can pay or their site. Now, that works in places where they have a lot of different amenities and a lot of things to do, a little miniature golf, swimming pools. We get that. We get those who like that mentality and they're ready for that. But I think what sets URC, that's what we refer to it as, Utah Recreational Company, apart, is we set up our hosts with usually full hookups. Nick will probably talk about that here in a minute, but basically, we give them full hookups and then we pay them. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to work for a while and then they get, you know what I mean, their site's paid and now I need you to work another 11 hours or something. It's we pay you straight.
Pay up, straight up. Yeah. So all the positions are paid?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. What kinds of things do the work campers do?
Primarily, we have camp host positions in a campground that would include kind of standard groundskeeping within the campground itself, cleaning the restrooms. If there are reservations in that campground, placing those reservations on the campsite, ensuring it's ready for check-in time and that people check out according to their schedule, along with cleaning restrooms and great customer service, guest services. We want to make sure that everybody in the forest is having the best time possible and that we help them to get that.
Now, are they enforcing the rules, or do rangers do that?
Sort of. When it comes down to strict enforcement, that's going to be rangers or a local law enforcement. We're educators.
Okay.
Our hosts are there primarily to let the public know how to use the developed sites.
Okay. So if you find a dog off leash, you go up and say, "Hey, guys, how you doing? We got a rule that says you got to keep your dog on a leash. Sorry." And that's pretty much it. And you're educating them. And if they're obstinate about letting that dog run all over the place, then they can call in the reinforcements.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I've found most of the time in our sites, others people will do that. So I look at myself as really somebody that, just like you said, is going to educate them, say, "Hey, sir, were you aware, for instance, in a couple of my canyons, their water sheds. Mm-hmm. And so the water's 12 hours later is down into the canyon from the time that starts up the top of the canyon. So it's a watershed. They're not allowed to have any pets or animals up there. And that's what I'll tell them. You realize this is Salt Lake City's drinking water within 12 to 24 hours. And so it's got to be clean. They don't want to put any extra chemicals in it. And usually if you do it with that kind of approach, they'll come around and say, yeah, that's I appreciate that. You letting me know that.
I think most people are reasonable. And when you want to talk to them, you know, they're understanding and willing to comply.
Yeah, we're not enforcement. We're just educators, and we help them understand. And then usually somebody else up there is the busybody or whatever that says, "You're not supposed," and they call somebody. So rarely we don't have to do much about it.
Okay.
Do
they have to collect money at all, or is that all done online?
Well, my philosophy is I love my host not to collect any money at all if possible. I'm kind of speaking up on these things because I'm an area manager, and Nick is general manager that kind of runs all of this. So, but I would like to see it where we don't collect any. But there's envelopes that usually arrive. If they don't have a reservation, if they have a reservation, then they're basically already paid online and it's all taken care of. But we have what we call a lot of walk-up sites. So an individual will arrive at one of the camps, grab an envelope, drive around, see where he wants to put his rig or his tent or where he's going to camp, and then he fills out the slip, comes back, puts some money in it, puts it in a little drop box. Then my hosts go up afterwards and say, "Hey, did you get your envelope?" Or they usually post it out on a post outside, and they check that and wait and see when they leave the next morning to clean up and kind of prep for the next guy.
Okay. So it's just like cleaning the campfire rings and stuff like that, maybe raking up some of the...
Blow off the site.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. It sounds relatively painless.
It is.
How many hours a week do you want people to work?
Typically, we have so many campgrounds and facilities. A lot of it depends on occupancy of the facility or number of campsites and a combination of that. We have positions that go from 20 hours a week per campground up to, our biggest campground is 370 sites, and we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 hosts, and they're all working full-time.
Okay.
So anywhere, really, 20 to 40 hours, depending on location.
And is that 20 to 40 hours per person, or is that per couple?
The same. It depends on, if a couple wants to work, say, 10 hours each for a total of 20, we can place that. Or if it's a single that works that 20 hours. So we sort of have a set number of hours decided for each facility.
That's right. So they're not working for their campsite. They're being paid upfront for every hour that they work. So it doesn't matter that, they have to work 20 hours to get their campsite per month or whatever it is.
Correct. Yeah, their site's always included. There's no additional charges on that. And then they would work a set number of hours that sort of we've depicted for that, through us and their area manager. Each district has a manager that oversees it and helps support the camp host within that district. And they'll help make schedules, starting at dates, end dates, and things like that.
Are there any perks that come with this position?
Hey, Nick, should I talk about our perks?
Number one perk, Steve?
I don't know if anything more than in the beautiful area that they're at. Walking outside your rig in the morning and you got a moose, you know, just a few feet away. Usually in all my camps are some kind of beautiful hiking trail. For instance, up at Spruces, we're not too far from a hiking trail called Donut Falls. And at certain times of the weekend, I'm telling you, Greg, that place is just packed with people coming and going. You hike up the mountain probably about 2.5 miles, and you come to a waterfall that basically looks like a donut if you can stand in the right place, the way the water comes down and swirls around. So I think those are the perks. I don't think there's any perk that we could offer people other than the fact that they do get their sight, mm-hmm. and we keep saying that over again, stating it, but it's a big deal for a lot of people.
Electricity?
And electricity, full hookups. In most cases, there's a couple of rural areas that we have to do other things, but we're all about that at URC, helping them, taking care of our hosts. So the perks are just so beautiful, the area they live in, and then we pay them on top of it
mm-hmm.
for every hour that they work. Usually the camaraderie at some of our camps where there's several hosts there is pretty unique. Some of the things that I've noticed and seen as a manager is how they all come together. They eat dinner together, usually on Sunday nights, and talk about what's going on in the camp. But they're always on the phone talking to each other and helping each other. And so I think, like one son said to me earlier today, some of the best friends I'm probably going to have for the rest of my life I met hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that atmosphere. That's what I look for in my areas. But I know that's a philosophy throughout URC.
Okay.
And another policy that we have is we allow friends and family to visit and actually use their own campsite. So we allow 3 days for free and then a 50% discount after that to use an actual site. And there are, you know, always exceptions to that. July 4th weekend, you know, is a, let's say, a blackout date, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we do allow that instead of them being forced to stay, in the employee's rig or something like that, to where we'll offer them a campsite within the campground at no charge for, I believe it's 3 days free and then a 50% discount with approval of the general area manager, of course, to make sure that there's no conflict.
How are shifts scheduled? Is this something like they're working 3 days full-time and then have 4 days off, or are they working a little bit every day?
We give, for sure, 1 day off a week. Certain areas can allow for 2 consecutive days. Typically, it's a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday that's off. If it's a couple, we can give them off together. And then other than that, it's very typical of host work to sort of be on for a while in the morning, take a break mid-morning when everything's kind of calmed down and you've made your rounds through the campsites. And then as things pick up in the afternoon or the evening again, you know, you make your rounds again, answer questions, and get everybody settled in.
Are there any special requirements to be a camp host?
Not really outside of the normal scenario. You know, you have to have a rig. There are requirements on that. If it's going to be older than 6 years, we just ask for a photo, which will be approved through the Forest Service to ensure, you know, that a certain standard is met. But that's a very easy process. There's a lot of really clean, beautiful rigs out there that mm-hmm. are from the, you know, 60s and 70s still. So that's an easy thing.
Usually they come into the campsite, as host is the first spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like, to us, sets a standard for the rest of the park. They come in and see that, and they go, oh, look, they're, you know, whatever, they're beautiful, they're nice.
So if you have Cousin Eddie's RV in the first spot, it would set the wrong tone for that campground.
Yeah, that's
right. We want to have clean and safe facilities, and that starts at the gate and with the host site. You know, we want it to be free of clutter, presentable. They're representing not only URC, but the Forest Service as well.
What kind of commitment are you looking for from the work campers?
We prefer a full season commitment. Again, that ranges anywhere from 2 months to 5 months. Really a full season commitment at a location that we can discuss well in advance, because everything's closed over the winter. Utah gets plenty of snow.
Some of the best skiing in America.
Wonderful skiing. Mm-hmm. Lots of activity, spring, summer, fall, winter, the whole year. But it does play a role in opening dates for a lot of our facilities. So that is a flexible area that we have no control over. So that can shorten it up in the beginning. And usually we have pretty good dates at the end where we know we might start thinning down in some places, closing some loops in certain campgrounds and shortening things up a little bit. But primarily we have a pretty set number of days that we're open. And we'd like, even if it's a shorter commitment, as long as we know up front, we can usually figure out an accommodation. Or let's say, you know, after Labor Day, camping drops off a lot, and in a big campground, you want to be done, and that campground might continue into October, but we can plan for that and have you be in one of those loops that closes early. Okay. And as long as we know, you know, the more both of us know up front, the better it can be for the team.
Communication is always important and
Absolutely.
Beneficial. If people wanted more information about the opportunity, where could they get it?
So information directly about Utah Recreation Company can be found at utahrecreationcompany.com. And then at any of the other 20 locations that Base Camp Hospitality operates can be found at basecamphospitality.com. There's a careers link on both of those websites that will set you up with the different states and locations and available jobs and descriptions and all of that.
Do they fill out applications right there online, or do they have to send in a resume?
Online is right there. It can all be done and all the way through the new hire paperwork.
How long does it normally take to make a hiring decision?
Oh, that depends on the location. Again, really, if we don't have anybody returning, you know, because we build a relationship with our hosts, and we know
they're like family to us.
Their mentality. So we try and fit in, let's say, a campground that gets three couples or six people. We'll try and match them up and place them together. So that can take an effect on it, along with location. Something very high elevation with no hookups besides sewer is going to take a while, and that's an interview that we're going to really be clear about and explain what it's going to involve to be a camp host at 10,000 feet with only a sewer hookup and be an hour and a half or more from town and really discuss those things. Like I said, the more we all know up front what we're getting into, the better.
Some people feel like that's exactly what they want to do.
As far as remote as possible.
Yeah, and then they get up there and they, you know, it kind of changes. So we try to vet through that. We try to vet through the size of their rig. We try to vet to their physical capabilities. What are they able to do and not able to do? How many hours do they want to work? And sometimes they want, it's kind of strange, I think. I've talked to somebody this morning that talked about a huge rig he has, but he really wants to be up in the remote area. And it's like, okay, you can't have both, buddy. You can't have this ginormous rig.
Hard to get a 45-foot RV up some of those roads, isn't it?
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere where the dirt road won't even, you can't even, there's no way you can get up there. So.
Right.
Yeah, so we go. We have to go through that with them. We have to be cognizant of that and watch what we know will fit and will work for them, and because we want them to be happy. There's nothing worse than having a guy go, this isn't at all what I thought it was. Mm-hmm.
Do you have openings for next year?
Absolutely.
We do.
Okay.
We have lots of openings.
Lots of openings.
We hire, peak season, we have around 175 hosts. And we will be, there's also maintenance positions in there as well. We operate 75 water systems that go through state testing and startup opening and closing procedures, state inspections, and so on. So there's more than just hosting, you know, those area manager positions, maintenance positions, host positions, some retail, a couple little retail stores that we have, some clerks working at that. So there's a good mix.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for sharing the opportunity with us. I hope a bunch of people will take advantage of it and give you a call and set up a time to come out there and work. Sounds like it'd be a fun summer.
It always is.
Greg, can we leave a phone number real quick?
Yes.
Okay, so URC, if you want to call us, the number is 385-273-1100. That's 385-273-1100. And then all you got to do is hit number 3, and that'll get you into our HR person that will take it from there. So if you just want to call direct and get more information, we'll allow you to do that as well.
Very good. Thank you again for the time.
See you up there.
Thank you.
I can't imagine waking up one morning and stepping outside my RV only to spot a moose a few feet away. What a majestic experience that would be. And so would hiking over to a waterfall during my free time. What a great way to spend 2 months to a full season enjoying the outdoors. A few of the campgrounds are very remote, so if you're looking for a chance to get away from it all, here's an opportunity to do so. But many campgrounds are also situated in popular tourist areas, so if you like working with people and helping them have a good time, being a campground host with Base Camp Hospitality might be a fun job for you. The company offers flexible start and ending dates, and much of that depends upon the weather and amount of snow that fell during the winter. Steve Murphy and Nick Smith were focusing on opportunities in Utah, but Base Camp Hospitality hires staff for recreation areas in 20 locations in the western United States. The firm hires not just campground hosts, but retail, food service, marina, and maintenance staff as well. For more information, visit www.basecamphospitality.com and check out the Join Our Team page. Our next guest is Kathy Pfeiffer, who is a representative of SkyMed in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's a membership company that promises to get you home if you are sick or injured anywhere in the world. The firm will also bring your remains back home in the case of death. The company takes you to the hospital of your choice. Many times if someone has a serious accident, an ambulance will take him or her only to the closest hospital for treatment. SkyMed also pays to get you to the right hospital. So if you're injured in a remote area, the firm covers the cost to get you to the first hospital, but also to transfer you to a regional medical center that can offer better care. Coverage includes air transportation, whether by plane or helicopter, which is something Kathy said most insurance companies don't cover. If the insurance does cover the trip, then SkyMed covers the deductible. People pay a monthly fee to belong to SkyMed and enjoy peace of mind for an entire year, or they can purchase short-term coverage before departing on a cruise or traveling overseas. The company hires work campers to represent the firm at RV shows, rallies, and other events. Kathy explains how that program works, what it costs, and the benefits of being a SkyMed representative. To tell us more, please welcome Kathy Pfeiffer to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Kathy. Certainly appreciate you coming on. I'd love to hear more about SkyMed. You've been working for them for how long?
I've been working with SkyMed for 5 years.
5 years. And what do you do?
We are a membership company, and so we sell memberships to our company. We are an evacuation rescue company, and we will take you home. That's our logo, and it was started by our president of our company 30 years ago in 1989. And he was a Canadian, and it was really important for him to get back home because they're on social medicine. Mm-hmm. So consequently, he started in the United States, and we said, oh, yeah, we want to get back home, too, and we're traveling around. And right now we have a lot of winter people, northern people that want to go south for the winter and where it's warm. And so that was our main target to begin with, and now we work rallies like this one, mm-hmm. work campers or RV rallies that are different brands like Newmar.
That's fine.
Newmar and Airstream and
everybody pretty
Forest
much has
River. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the different ones have their rallies, so we go to those rallies, encouraging people to become members of our company that will take them home.
Now, what is SkyMed?
Well, SkyMed takes you home if you are sick or injured or a hospital of your choice. You need to be aware that there are lots of hospitals that are not a trauma center. And so consequently, if you're seriously injured, you really want to get to a better hospital than where you are. We take you to the first hospital, we take you to the second hospital, and then we take you home for recuperation, and we take your pets home, we take your rig home, we bring you a visitor the first day, which a lot of the other companies or competitors do not do, and we take home your physical remains. We,
all kinds of good stuff that you provide.
So
this sounds like it's a very good plan. I think a lot of people would say, oh my goodness, you're going to be taking people home by plane, right?
It can be by plane. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We have all kinds of things because we are a membership company. We think outside the box. If you're in Alaska, which we had a member that was up there and wrecked his motorcycle, punctured his lung. Well, with a punctured lung, you can't fly. So how do you think you're going to get home from Alaska with a punctured lung?
That's a good point.
So what do you think?
You put him in an ambulance?
No, ground no. ambulance. He would have died before we got back to the United States. Now, remember, so he's way up north.
Okay.
We put him on a cruise ship.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how we got him home. We had another incident that happened out east, and we had to get him back to Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Same scenario. We put him on an Amtrak. He couldn't fly.
Okay.
So we get you home
one way or the other.
And because we are a membership company, we are able to do this. If you were an insurance company, they'd go down the list and say, oops, you don't qualify.
Mm-hmm. So everybody's paying something per month, and then all of the costs to get people home are deducted from that pool? Is that
They're
what it is?
They're not deducted from the pool. We just flat pay for them.
Okay.
Most of your other companies are assist company, and they assist you, find you a way home with your credit card. We take you home.
Okay.
On our credit card.
Well, this has to cost a lot of money.
Well, not as much as you think. A bottle of water a day? $1 a day or less per person.
Really?
That's it.
Okay. So if I'm out in Arizona and I live in New England, for example, and I run into an accident or I have a heart attack or whatever and I'm going to be laid up for a while, you are going to transport me back to New England.
That's correct.
And it's going to cost me $1 a day to have that peace of mind.
Right.
That's very good.
That's right. And we have monthly memberships. We have 3-year memberships or a 5-year membership.
Monthly. So if you're just going to be going out for a season, you can sign up to do that?
Well, not a season.
Okay.
Because when you sign into a monthly membership, you have to be in for 2 years, committed to 2 years. But we do have short term. So if you're going to go on a cruise, you can take SkyMed for 1 to 15 days. That's what we call short term.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $9 for an individual or $15 per day for a family.
Per day. So if you're out taking a cruise, and that would be even available to RVers who are parking and taking a cruise somewhere, they could get SkyMed. Now, would you have to sign up for each of these? Like, if you're part of SkyMed for RVing, would you have to sign up for a separate plan to be on a cruise ship, or is it just it's one and the same?
No,
it's
that's the all same the thing. Same. A short term would be if you're the member and you're going on a cruise and you're going to take your kids along, but they are not SkyMed members, you might want to insure the kids while they're with you.
Okay.
For those $9 or $15 a day,
mm-hmm.
just to insure the kids. So they'd have SkyMed the same as you did.
Would that apply to RVers as well who might want to be traveling with their grandkids? Would they be able to?
Grandkids are already covered with your policy.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
Is that another service or a benefit?
Another benefit that goes with it.
Okay.
We are worldwide. We have global. So if you're out of the country, we take care of you.
Mm-hmm. So if you were injured, like let's use Heber Springs where we are as an example. They don't have a trauma center nearby. They do have a hospital. So would you pick them up from the hospital and then take them to the trauma center in Little Rock?
Right.
And then from Little Rock, you would take them to another hospital closer to home?
If that's what they wish to do, yes.
Okay.
We have lots of choices. More than likely, if they got sick right here at the campground, where we are now, they would go by ambulance over to the hospital. From mm-hmm. there, they would be air flighted to Little Rock. And if, Little Rock is the number one trauma center, so they could deal with you there.
Now,
then when you want to get closer to home and maybe back to Heber Springs, we will take you once your broken leg is healed or your hip or whatever, your heart. They'd say, well, you got to go into rehab for a while. We would bring you back to Heber Springs for rehab.
Mm-hmm.
So we do transfer you from rehab to rehab.
And does this include ambulance costs, too?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
A lot of people are probably not aware that their insurance packages do not include ambulance services. So that in itself would be worth having SkyMed.
None of them covered helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them cover air ambulance. Some of your Medicare will cover part of your ground ambulance, but we pick up your deductible.
Okay.
And some deductibles are as high as $1,100 for one trip.
For insurance, the insurance package?
Well, the insurance would pay, Medicare or your supplement would pay part of it. Maybe, but you might have $1,100 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And that we pay.
And you would pay that. So very good, very good. Right. Cost-effective benefit.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful program.
And I understand that you're looking for reps to sell this to other rallies.
Yes, we are. That's why we came to Work Campers, because you would be a self-employed. you are self-employed. You can work your own pace. You can work at any part of the country, United States, that you want to. We have offices in Florida. We have offices in the Caribbean. So you can work anywhere. And you're self-employed, and you pick your own time and whatever you want to work. And you will have to work, maintain a income of, or sales of $10,000 per year to maintain active. Well, that's not too hard. That's selling 5-year program. You'd have to sell 4. So that's not too bad, 5-year memberships.
And you do this by going to different RV rallies and RV shows and things like that? I mean, you think about wherever you live, there are going to be RV shows within an hour. The big dealers are going to have their own RV shows and things like that.
Correct.
And might you be able to come in and set up a little booth.
Use your imagination. Wherever you want to go, you can. You can go to RV parks. You can just sell them. I sold one on an airplane just to the people that was sitting across the seat from me. They'd never heard of it, and they talked about it, and they sold it right there, right on the plane.
So sell it at campgrounds and things like that?
Anywhere you could sell.
Yeah. Very good. That's neat. If people wanted more information about this, where could they find it?
They can go to skymed.com. However, you don't look at the first one you find, because we are like number 6 down the line.
Okay.
Because SkyMed does not pay for any place on the internet.
Okay.
So you can go to my personal place, which is skymed.com/Kathy Pfeiffer.
Okay.
And that's where you would find. You can go right into my thing and get my phone number and call me.
Call you right up. Okay.
Or you can go up there and click, I want to be a rep, and give me a call, and I'll help you out.
What's it take to be a rep?
You don't need anything in particular to qualify. You have to enjoy being with people, talking to people. That's the first thing. And probably you want to be able to speak in front of a small group to start with. I mean, I've had crowds of a couple hundred, but you can talk to small groups to start with. And it costs you $200 to start. And with that $200, you get applications and the brochures and things like that. And then you get $50 that goes into store credit. With that $50, you buy more supplies, which your applications.
Which you would need for the brochures and things like that for people to pick up.
Correct.
Okay. Isn't training involved?
Yourself in training. There's a book. You get a book, and you learn that, and then you go before your supervisor and have to give a presentation just to them, and you get the okay to go. It's not very serious.
Not that hard at all. Okay, super. And you're looking for people all over the country?
Yes. Anywhere all over the country. We need reps everywhere.
Okay. And I understand that you are an RVer as well.
I RV part-time. You can be full-time RV. You can be part-time RV. I do RV from Texas. I mainly stay in the middle part of the country. Texas is my winter home, so to speak. My home away from home. Missouri is my home. But I have family in Minnesota, so I travel back and forth. And my husband was not real healthy. In fact, he passed away. But we pretty much stayed in the middle of the country. But a lot of them go all over the country, east to west.
Very good. They don't even need permission from the company to be going into a different area, right?
Not really.
It's not like you're assigned to be in northern Arizona and you really can't go out unless you give them notice or something like that. You can just
go anywhere.
Wherever you are. Wherever you encounter somebody, it's a potential customer.
You got that.
Very good.
Perfect. There's only one state that you have to have an insurance license, and that's Florida. And I don't know why, but if you're going to sell in Florida, you have to have an insurance license. However, if you're in Florida, live in Florida, you can come to Texas, and we can sell you in Texas.
There you go.
Or I can sell it to you over the phone, because I'm in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot move to Florida or sell in Florida.
Sell in Florida. Very good. Well, thank you, Kathy. This sounds like an incredible benefit for anybody who likes to travel, not just RVers. But if you're going anywhere, it's just so difficult. That's a time when you really don't want to be looking up and researching options. When you have a spouse that's in the hospital, or you yourself, if you're solo, are injured and need to get somewhere, it'd just be easier to call you folks and have you take them home.
Well, you're guaranteed.
Very good.
And the good thing, another couple of things I really need to, that I need to put in back there. We take care of you at home. You don't have to be traveling. So if you're at home and you have a heart attack, we start paying right there. that first ambulance call. Call 911, get the ambulance. And if you're a solo person traveling, we have a wonderful benefit that if the doctor says you can't drive for 10 days, we will drive you and get you somebody to drive you, whether it's a friend or relative. We bring them to you just so they can drive you around.
No, that's important, because if you break your leg on a trail in Arizona and you need to get back to Wisconsin, who's going to drive you there?
We are.
There you go.
Yeah, members of SkyMed.
Super, super. Well, thank you again, Kathy. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Greg.
I'd like to thank Kathy Pfeiffer for coming on the show to talk about SkyMed, how it works, its features and benefits, and how work campers can make money selling memberships. It's nice that SkyMed builds extra benefits into its plan, such as paying for a visitor to come to you on that first day you're in the hospital. Plus, coverage for medical transportation is available when you're at home, too. In fact, it seems like SkyMed goes out of its way to ensure that people get home in the safest and fastest way possible. Kathy mentioned the person who punctured a lung in Alaska and had to be returned by a cruise ship because he couldn't fly, or the person who broke a leg and couldn't drive, so the company paid for a driver to take the RVer and the rig home. However, there are some other benefits that people don't often consider. If the RV is stranded somewhere because a member is sick or injured, SkyMed delivers it home. What if a family is involved in an accident 5 states away from home? SkyMed pays to return the children or grandchildren with an escort back home? There are a lot of benefits to the program. Kathy was so persuasive that I signed up for coverage at the Work Camper Rendezvous in late October. As luck would have it, my car was totaled 3 hours later while parked at a stoplight less than 90 miles from Heber Springs, Arkansas, where the rendezvous took place. I wasn't injured at all, but it made me appreciate the coverage that I just purchased. I was an Arizona resident traveling through Arkansas on my way to visit family in Wisconsin. If I had been injured, I would have been taken to the nearest hospital, which was far away from my family. With SkyMed, I could have been stabilized and then flown to the hospital of my choice, either in Arizona or Wisconsin. Because accidents can happen very quickly, SkyMed is an essential program for anyone who travels in an RV. I'd encourage you to check it out at skymed.com/Kathy Pfeiffer. People can also make good money doing what Kathy does in visiting shows, events, or putting on presentations just about anywhere. The affordable coverage pretty much sells itself. Today's podcast was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's 1-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvpa.com. Work Camper News connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. That's all for today's show. Next week, we'll talk with another woman who enjoys RVing with her husband, but also enjoys going out on her own with a group called Sisters on the Fly. We'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.